I'm Joan Epler. Welcome to Good Thoughts Podcast. Please join Dr. Gary Epler, who discovered the Eplerian life philosophy. Our focus today is exploring who are you and what's your purpose?
I'm Dr. Gary Epler. Know who you are by knowing where you're thinking from, moment by moment. Be your authentic self.
What do you mean? Who are you?
Be human. Quiet that primitive brain, self-centered stress center. Think from your heart with kindness and think from the mind, which is outside the body, with creativity to help others. I'm talking about the authentic you, your genuine self, the core of your being, who you really are, not your name or job title.
How is this related to your purpose?
If you're being your authentic self, then you automatically know your purpose. And it's an inspiring, people-centered purpose.
What are the benefits of knowing your purpose?
Knowing your purpose gives you better health, resilience, and meaningful relationships. You have increased creativity, performance, and a happier, more enjoyable life. Finally, you will make decisions based on your purpose. And these decisions will have a positive impact on the world around you.
How do purpose-driven decisions lead to a positive impact?
When you're being your true self, your decisions will come from your heart with kindness and from the mind with creativity to help others. This will have a positive impact because these decisions will improve people's lives and make the world a better place to live.
What if people are not being their authentic selves?
Being a non-authentic person means thinking from the primitive brain, which is negative and obsessed with self-centered thoughts. This results in complaining, criticizing, judging, and blame. This also results in people trying to act like someone else.
If people act from the primitive brain, they're not very friendly, and you don't know who they are. How is purpose related to non-authentic people?
Non-authentic people are often unclear and confused about their purpose. Or, unfortunately, their purpose can be self-centered, resulting in doing anything to get what they want. Their decisions are egocentric and what's best for themselves, not what's best for other people or the community.
Can you give me examples of a purpose from the non-authentic primitive brain?
The primitive brain is negative, selfish, and egocentric, always wanting more. Examples include winning at all costs or making money by lying and manipulation. Other examples include controlling and exploiting others, maintaining power, always seeking admiration, and stirring discord for personal satisfaction. All these negative behaviors are from their non-authentic, self-serving, primitive brain.
Can you detect this type of lying and manipulation, especially online?
Here's what you do. Ask yourself, is the purpose of the writing or text self-centered? Does the writing or speaking evoke stress or anger? Then it's not authentic. And writing from the heart and the mind evokes kindness and positive understanding.
Let's move to people being their true authentic selves. What are authentic-driven examples of purpose?
The prefrontal lobe region is the human brain. Outside that primitive brain, this human brain can connect and access the mind, which is the universe outside the body. This is the authentic you. It's for creativity, to solve problems and help others. In addition, your heart has thinking neurons. So kindness from your heart is also the authentic you. This will result in non-selfish thinking and a purpose for improving people's lives, helping people, and making the world a better place.
Be your authentic self with a meaningful purpose. Do you have any closing comments?
Who are you? Be your authentic self. Stay true to yourself. What's your purpose? It's from the mind with creativity to help others and from your heart with kindness. Be human. Think from your heart with kindness to yourself and others. Think from the mind, which is outside the body, with creativity to help others, courage to be your authentic self, and inspiration to improve the world.
This is Joan Epler and Dr. Gary Epler closing this Good Thoughts podcast. Best wishes for good health and a great day.